You are listening to the podcast, episode 318.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Good grief. That was a fantastic piece of 80s rock, in my head anyway. That was Agan with To Turn Around. Now, they were created in 2001 by a group of friends from the rock and roll, heavy metal and hard rock movements. Influenced by bands like Mr. Big, Extreme, Rush and Living Colour, they compose all their own songs since the beginning. Bringing up a mixture of the different styles of the musicians, jazz, fusion, progressive, with a blend to hard rock and heavy metal's grind. They try and explore their own personality. They reject labelled music and deny themselves the loss of their own style. excuse me. The lyrics are full of existential questions and social criticisms, as they want to do more than just entertain. If you want to find out more about Agan, who are from Sao Paulo in Brazil, you can find their website at agan.com.br. So welcome one and all. This is the podcast episode 318 from wherever you are listening. You're very welcome. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons and independent music, and we have some stuff to talk about, including a rundown of what I can only describe as the experience of taking the kids down to Podcrawl last weekend. So look out for that. If you're listening to us live right now, please do come and join us in the chat room at thebugcast.org/live or in the IRC channel on Freenode, #thebugcast. Caroline is not with us yet. Alex is doing his usual Friday night thing of refusing to settle, so she'll be along as soon as she can. In the meantime, we're going to have another piece of music. This is a fantastic piece of soul funk, 80s stylish, from The Infatuations. This is called Tonight We Celebrate.
What's up, everyone? If you came to party, you came to the right place. So what I need you to do is grab your partner, get on the floor. Hey, yo, Wolf, why don't you play a little something for the people? Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to sing a little something for you. Get up! Something like this. Live it up, have the time of your life.
Hi, I'm Yannick of the French podcast Euterpia Radio, and you're listening to the Backcast with Dave and Caroline.
Play with Start Me Up from Curitiba in Brazil, formed in 2003. They got together to play rock pop with no great ambitions. After a few years playing constantly and growing musically, the band decided to record an unplugged album for their fans. Sung in English, influenced by international acts from the album Crossfire Unplugged, released in June 2010, is the result of that effort. They have got a MySpace page, which is myspace.com/foreplayweb. Now, Dave would have introduced my first track.
I did.
And that was also from Brazil.
Yes, I didn't mention that.
And this is from Brazil. I have zero interest in the World Cup. But even Jamendo got in the act because they had a Brazil playlist. So, eagle-eared listeners. Never makes sense, that.
Bat-eared listeners.
Sensitive-eared listeners.
Bat-eared listeners.
Or people that pay attention will notice that all my tracks come from Brazil. And yes, it may have backfired. I may not have been able to play music, but out of the top 20 that they had on their playlist, I found 4 cracking tracks.
Yeah, and so far they have been incredibly good.
Good.
And before that, you heard Tonight We Celebrate by The Infatuations. They're from Detroit in Michigan, and it says on their website that Detroit Block Party is the only title appropriate for The Infatuations' first full-length album. The Infatuations are simply Detroit. This band is a celebration of every sonic movement born of the Motor City, from the well-crafted pop sound, pop soul of Motown to the sheer in-your-face bravado of Parliament Funkadelic to the raw, untamed energy of MC5. So imagine you're at a summertime block party with all three of these milestone Detroit-produced sounds. The jam session at the end would bring you The Infatuations. Danceable, unforgettable, catchy pop rock, soul and funk that hits the craft sonic signatures of decades of Motor City styles, but with a modern flair. The new singles evoke current culture and build on the cornerstones and high watermarks of their industrial renaissance hometown. If you'd like to find out more about The Infatuations, their website is at theinfatuations.com. And whilst Caroline has a running trend for her tracks, they're all from Brazil, all of my tracks are not Creative Commons. I'll explain a bit more of the reasons why later on. The Infatuations actually sent that track directly to us, which is rather awesome. So, now then. We went to Podcrawl last weekend.
We did.
Now, what was interesting about this is this is the first Podcrawl where it was just more than the... Sorry, it was more than the two of us. Because we wanted to go and take the kids down to London, because we wanted to go and visit some museums with them. So we thought that as we're coming...
And to time it for Irk.
So because we were coming down to Podcrawl anyway to see Irk, jump on me when I'm in the middle of talking, madam. We thought we'd bring the kids down and let them do the museums at the same time. The idea being that we would do the museum tour and pop into Podcrawl as and when we could. In theory, it would have worked perfectly. I'm going to sneeze shortly. Just talk for a minute, Caroline.
Podcrawl. We're going to do the fun bits in a minute, but one thing to note is if you ever decide to go to London with three children, one of which is in a pushchair...
Well, basically, don't.
No, because it's not the most pushchair-friendly place. And when you have a daughter at the age of seven who absolutely hated the tube, we lasted one stop on the tube, which was a combination of the noise, the build-up, and the fact that Daddy got into an altercation with a woman who was being really rude.
She never picked up on that, did she?
Mm-hmm. That woman also pushed past Cara, because I told Cara to lean against the thing. Then it's very difficult to get around London.
Yes. And also, when you're trying to find somewhere to eat that's family-friendly, nah. So anyway, the primary lesson born out of Podcrawl this year was don't take the kids. So next year, we've already decided... When we're going to do Podcrawl, we'll leave the kids behind this time. Maybe in a couple of years' time, we'll reconsider and think about bringing the kids down as well. But
it's a bit bigger than that. It's not just don't take the kids to Podcrawl. It's don't take the kids to London for a few years.
No, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. So as far as Podcrawl itself is concerned, we actually spent a lot more time at Podcrawl than we had originally intended. We had three museums on our itinerary.
Two museums and an art gallery, actually.
It's the same thing. So the British Museum, the Natural History Museum, and the Tate Modern. We went to the British Museum.
We were going to go to the Natural History Museum first, because we've been told that if you don't go very early, it's really swamped.
Busy, yeah.
Because we had to escape the tube anyway, and it said this stop for British Museum, we got off at Russell Street. Got speaking to a lovely lady who helped give us a shortcut to the museum.
She actually took us in.
Yeah. Amy wanted the Egyptians bit mainly. First bit was fine. The second bit, where you have to go quite high up to get to it and go through about a gazillion other exhibitions first, was a bit of a trek, and the kids were getting a bit hot and bothered and fed up. And then we went down to look in the gift store, and I'm in ready to pay. A fire alarm started going off. The bloke at the till just says, oh, don't worry about it, it's a big place, it'll be somewhere else. But as I was leaving, Amy was getting really upset because she could hear this alarm. She's always been taught, you hear an alarm, you get out. There's all these people in security outfits rushing around the place with walkie-talkies.
And you were taking flipping ages to check out.
Sorry, the person serving was taking ages. There was one person in front of me in that queue. That's how long that took.
Meh.
Yeah, for a free museum, it costs us a flipping fortune. Sorry, the girls cost me a flipping fortune.
Yes. But, yeah, so we ended up sort of spending a lot less time there than we wanted to. Then it piddled it down with rain as we decided we were going to go and meet up with the pod crawlers who were still at the first pub. So we met up with them eventually by some elongated route using the overground bus. I've never taken a bus in London before. It was interesting. So overall, we met Roe, Irk, Stuart, Paul Parkinson, who is a podcaster in London. Who else was there?
Rowley, Stuart Morrison.
Irk. Parky,
Paul
Matt Copperwaite.
Parkinson, Matt Copperwaite.
From the Dick Turpin Roadshow. That was it.
Yeah. It was a very lowly attended.
It was intimate. It was fun. And I think it had all finished by probably 8:30. So yeah, it wasn't as banging as previous ones, but it was still good to go down there and see the guys anyway. So there are plenty of photographs dotted around the net if you want to see what's going on about that. So yes.
Yeah, am I going to do my next talky bit or the next song?
Yes.
Talky bit or song?
Well, I'm doing the next song, so it's talky bit.
Okay. There was a few people on my Facebook posted a mugshot of somebody. They were all female on my Facebook, all saying, "Oh, wow, isn't he gorgeous?" And this is kind of one of those things that have gone viral, and I don't get it. Basically, it is a police mugshot of a chap who I will admit has very striking eyes. But he also has gang tattoos on his neck and a teardrop at his eye, which tends to indicate that they may have been involved in a murder or they've taken, what's the word? They've taken credit for a murder as part of their gang thing. But it's just, there's all these people offering to pay his bail and all this lot. And it works out he's married and he's got a little boy and he does hold down a job as and when. And he's saying the tattoos are from the past and whatnot. And the tattoo's not what something that he's not proud of. But I don't get people. I don't get how big the bandwagon got so quickly.
But there is a huge thing about women specifically being attracted to prison inmates, particularly long-term criminals.
The thing is, though, the gang tattoos would be a complete turn-off for me because this is a chap that his eyes are a really striking blue. If you look at his neck and he's wall-to-wall plasters of gang tattoos, and these are gangs that have done a lot of violence and whatnot.
Mm.
And I get some people going to the whole bad boy thing, but I don't know. It's all these people that got into pen pals and all those people that wanted to marry Charles Bronson and all that lot.
Yeah.
They are famous for being bad. And the chances are, because of this online hysteria, that bloke's probably going to get some sort of mini celebrity status thing, probably make a load of money, and end up being invited to all the celebrity parties. Which just doesn't make me understand the world very much.
Yeah, it is a bit odd to understand,
yes,
certainly.
But I reckon we lighten the mood and do some more music.
Indeed. This is something different. You'll like this. This is Dulcie Taylor with Take a Chance.
Circling on a playground, acting like we don't need nobody, working hard to fake it. I'm afraid if I hold out my hand, you might not take it. Nobody knows more than I do how scary all of this can be. We all went make up the rules. Just for fun thing, nobody plays a fool. We'll both get gold stars like we were back in school. Take a chance with me.
madeinthukshow.co.uk and follow the instructions. And remember, no coppers if you ever want to hear your music again.
Mais d'où te falar? Sigo em frente à morte.
And that was Music Box with Minha Vida from Santos in Brazil. They say, welcome to Banda Music Box.
I presume Banda is Brazilian for, or Portuguese
Music
for band.
Music Box band, yes.
Yes.
They are a Brazilian rock band from the state of São Paulo. In their shows, they play the best from the traditional rock and roll. They also have... And also we have our four songs.
Maybe they only have four songs.
Yeah.
Why does Nosso Tempo Comsol sound familiar?
I don't know. But we did play this band once before on show 217, but it was not this track. And you can find out bandamusicbox.com/BR if you want to find out more information.
I'm just having a look to see what track we did play on episode 217.
I meant to put the name of it in.
It was... Dun, dun, not dun. Episode 217.
Oh.
Anyway, before that, you heard... Please do. You heard Take a Chance by Dulcie Taylor. Now, she's from Atascadero, I think that is, in California. Now, she learned a hard music lesson at an early age. And this is something that everybody needs to listen to because it's an important message. Don't leave your ukulele unattended in a porch chair at the beach. Because some clueless teenager will come along, sit on it, and smash it to bits.
Mm. I thought I was going to say they'd nick it, but that's even worse.
That's even worse because it probably wasn't intentional. The demise of a ukulele was a tough moment for 10-year-old Dulcie. But that don't laugh. But that Christmas, her mother bought her a guitar.
I wasn't laughing. I was just choking on an ice cube.
And Taylor's lifelong love of singing and songwriting began. In hindsight, a grown-up Taylor sees the smashed ukulele as something of a blessing in disguise. After all, she shared the stage with a long and impressive list of artists, including Bonnie Raitt, Jerry Lee Lewis, Asleep at the Wheel, Vern Gosdin and Kathy Mattea.
Was Bonnie Raitt the one that did Boys on the Side?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anything you want, you got it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for breaking copyright on this show. If you want to find out more about Dulcie Taylor, her website is at dulcietaylor.com.
And Music Box was last played on show 277, not 217.
Ah.
And it was a song called Nosso Tempo Comecchio.
Which is exactly what I said.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing you put in your notes.
Yeah.
So, yes. There you go.
Yeah.
Right. People with a good memory will remember that last week we started a competition to give away Lee Joe Harmison and Essence brand new album called Still. I'm holding it up and nobody's looking at it. How weird's that?
Because nobody can see you, which that's is just as
good
well.
Good job, because I'm currently
wearing
podcasting
au
naturel. No, I've got boxers on.
You're not wearing your
not
budgie
wearing
smugglers.
My pot noodle budgie smugglers, no.
I won a competition for pot noodle budgie smugglers, but let's just say, if Dave was to wear these out in public and bent over,
I would be arrested.
Yes.
Anyway, so if you want to, be in with the chance to win this CD, which has 11 tracks on it, a good proportion of which we've actually played on this show, then we have a question. The question is, there are some people that believe that Lee Joe's middle name is Harmison because he always gets introduced with his name and a phrase. So the question is, how is he often introduced? Is it A, Lee Joe Harmison, one man and his guitar? Is it B, Lee Joe Harmison, all original, all the time? Or is it C, Lee Joe Harmison, you've heard the rest, now hear the best? If you want to be in with a chant, there wasn't that option in the thing. If you want to be with... I don't know what Caroline's trying to sign to me. It's pretty rude. If you want to be with a chance of winning this album, then please answer that question and send your answer to competition@thebugcast.org by midday GMT on Thursday the 26th of June, because we'll be announcing the winner in the live show on Friday the 27th, which is next week.
Dun, dun, dun.
Indeed. So, if you want to be within it, we want to be in with a chance to win it. That's the one. Then get your competition entries in now. That's the last time we'll be reading out the question. So, get in with your answers and stuff. So, good stuff. Right, let's have another track. This is John Thayer with Time Waiting for You.
So simple, if not for you, if not for you, my world won't be the same, if not for you.
Merck from Channel Erk and Dave and Caroline from the Bugcast are on too early in the morning for me here in Australia, so I'm quite happy listening to the podcast. Let's hear some more great music.
I'm not afraid to
And that was Neon Bicycles with My Bike from Sao Paulo in Brazil. We did play them back on show 250. And again, I didn't look at the track name. They are a Brazilian indie rock project. The main idea is to create an atmosphere based on dreamy melodies, simple drum beats, mellow guitars, and vocals based on the 80s and introspective lyrics. And they sincerely hope you enjoy it. They do not, however, have a website from what I could see, so I have linked to their Jamendo page.
The track that we played on 250 was called Hard Times.
There you go.
And if you remember 250, that was the one where we had a little competition between the two of us, where we got our listeners to vote for which of our songs they liked, but we didn't tell them whose they were. Yes. And before that, you heard Time Waiting for You by John Thayer. He's a singer-songwriter from Portland in Oregon, performing over the last 2 years as a solo artist, developing and crafting his style. John has tweaked his now signature sound into a captivating, magical experience for audiences worldwide. In October 2013, John released his debut EP, Laurel Street, on Eon Records to a limited audience and has received rave reviews. This indie pop record has its roots of the Oregon coast, where the artist has cultivated his musical sensibilities into the artist community of Cannon Beach, where Thayer now has a summer home. Little bit of trivia for you. John's brother Tommy Thayer is the lead guitarist for the iconic rock band Kiss.
Ah.
Indeed. If you want to find out more information about John Thayer, he's got a very good website over at johnthayermusic.com. And we also got that track directly from the artist. And again, it's not Creative Commons. But I've had a couple of little observations from the chat room. We've not said hello to the guys in the chat room, have we? A few observations from the chat room about my complete 100% non-Creative Commons selection this week.
You've been told off like a naughty little schoolboy.
I have been told off. But the thing is, and as I responded, you know, pragmatism is alive and well in this house. The issue here is that we do have such a good offering of music outside of the Creative Commons arena, and I don't think it's fair to exclude it purely on its licensing if the artist has given us the option of promoting what we feel is incredible music.
But maybe this is a lesson to be learned that you don't do all four of your selections as non-Creative Commons.
The music selection was just so good.
I don't doubt. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you may have got away with it more from the backlash from the chat room.
Oh, I
see. If it was just half of your tracks were non-Creative Commons.
Yeah, possibly. Hey-ho. Right, a few upcoming notices. The Glasgow Podcrawl will be happening on Friday the 11th of July in Glasgow, obviously. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called the Glasgow Podcrawl. Full details for that can be found on a website that is linked from our show notes at thebugcast.org. And also, OgCamp is coming up on the 4th and 5th of October, to which we are going for the first time. Woohoo indeed. You can find out more information about that and tickets if you'd like to get them. Tickets are available for free, as well as you can donate to buy tickets. All the information is there at the website ogcamp.org. Next week, the Bugcast episode 319 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at the I don't often.
Goodness me, you've just stumbled over your own podcast name.
I don't often trip over that. Next week, the Bugcast episode 319 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 27th of June at 9 p.m. UK time. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can do so. We have an email address, feedback@thebugcast.org. We're also on Facebook, Twitter and Google+. For details on all this and a lot more, plus the show notes for this and all previous shows, please go and visit our website, which you can find at thebugcast.org. Alex is letting everybody know that he is tired and wants to go to sleep, but he's being a total budgie. So it is last track time, and this is from another artist who sent us their music directly, and it's a lass by the name of Anna Neal. Now, she comes from Woking here in the UK, a place I know incredibly well because I lived there for quite some time. Now, she was the winner of 2009 Guildford Music Award for Best Female Solo Artist. She started her professional life touring as a vocalist with Dublin soul band The Stars from the Commitments. Since then, she's become a performer and songwriter in her own right, playing to an increasing number of fans through her live TV and radio performances. Anna has played around the world, across the US, Canada, Europe and Asia, both as a solo artist, but also as the member of various bands. She's also supported many well-known artists, including Martin Carthy, Martin Simpson and Edwin Starr. The track we're about to play was taken from Anna Neal's 2013 release, Riverman, which you can buy from her website, which is at annaneal.net. And that is Neal, spelt N-E-A-L-E, annaneal.net. So we shall leave you with Anna Neal with her track, Who Can Say, sorry, Who Could Say, even, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
So many people talk of love songs as something so sweet, where everyone here seems complete.
It's me again. Guess what we forgot to do? We forgot to thank Steve B, Alex UK, Amsterdam Mac, Expat Paul, Kevy, Moggers87, Popey, Feru, Thistleweb, and Ivanhoe, who had to leave partway through the show, for joining us live on the chat room this Friday night.
We almost forgot.
Yes, yes we did.
Podcast submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.